Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Hines. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is May 13th, 1953, and the title is Wild Bill's New Deputy. Wait, what about jingles? Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold up!
The greatest name in cereals presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Pep Wheat Flakes. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the whole wheat cereal that's Melba toasted for richer flavor, extra crispness.
Today, Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the world's only Melba toasted whole wheat cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Wild Bill's New Deputy. Not 10, not 100, but 1,000 of you boys and girls are going to win brand new lightweight Monarch bikes. Bikes that have all the features you want. Features like a 3-speed gear shift, dual action handbrakes, and a chip-proof enamel deluxe finish. And you, yes, you can win one of these 1,000 new lightweight Monarch bikes in the Kellogg's Pep Bike Contest. You'll get all the details in a few minutes. Not all of the outlaws in the Old West were rawhide, hard-case gunmen. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his saddle partner and deputy Jingles often ran into another kind, smooth-talking sharpsters. Sometimes these were harder to catch, and one in particular might have gone free if it hadn't been for Wild Bill's new deputy.
Bill, we ain't had such a morning since the Carter gang chewed up the Blue Fang Theater in Abilene.
That's right, Jingle. You know, gold fever sure brings some mighty tough men with it.
Yeah, just as soon they never had found gold near this town. I want some rest. Slick gamblers, gunslingers, bandits. I never saw so many outright owl hoots in all my life.
Why, sure you have, partner. And before this gold rush is over, you're going to see a lot more.
Oh, Bill, now don't talk like that. If there's one more message waiting here at the office for us, I'm leaving and going back to East Sidalia. Might open a grocery store or something.
Oh, watch out. Whoa,
Joker. Whoa.
All right, partner. That's the way you want it. But I'm going to have a hard time finding another deputy.
Oh, I didn't mean it, Bill. But I sure hope things settle down for the rest of the day, at least.
Well, we'll see.
Anything on your desk, Bill?
Nope, nothing on the spindle, Jingles. Looks like we're in luck.
Ooh-wee, now there's good news. I'm going to sit right down here and go right to sleep. I haven't been so plumb worn out, but I just don't know.
I saw him sure shooting. I saw him plain as day.
Billy, doggone it. I told you 1,000 times. Don't come busting in here like a 2-bit storm.
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. You saw who, Billy?
Josh Granman, that too. The Duke himself.
Josh Granman, that sidewinder, is he out of the jail again?
Where'd you see him, Billy?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not giving up that easy. I saw him, and I know where he is, Wild Bill. But I'm not telling you unless you make me your deputy.
Deputy? Now, you look here, Billy. Wild Bill Hickok's got one deputy marshal, and that's me, and that's enough.
But I was named for Wild Bill. I just gotta be his deputy. Besides, I'm 14 now. I'm big for my age.
And besides Jingles, he's got some information we want.
Well, I'm big for my age, too. And I could have been named for Wild Bill, too. Except I was born first.
Looks like Billy's got us over a barrel, Jingles. You still got that junior deputy's badge in your desk?
Yeah, but I don't think we ought to give it to him.
Oh, gee whiz, Jingles. I could help you a lot. I could run all the errands and clean up the office. And you'd have a lot of time for sleeping and eating.
He's got a point there, Jingles.
Yeah, I hadn't looked at it that way. Let's make him a junior deputy just for today, Bill.
All right, partner. Well, give him the badge.
Oh, hot ziggity. Now I'm a deputy to Wild Bill Hickok.
All right, you got your badge. Now tell us where that varmint Granlin is.
He was sending a message from the telegraph office when I came over here.
You wasted a lot of time, Button. Hope we're not too late to catch up with him. Well, come on, Jingles. I want to know what that Josh Granlin's up to this time.
Well, he ain't in here, Bill.
So I see. Hey, Sparks, as soon as you finish that message, I'd like to talk to you.
Dad, burn it, Wild Bill. I ain't sending the message. I'm just trying to. But it can't get through. I don't understand.
Trouble on the line?
Must be. But we ain't had no storms this morning. I sent 50 words to her at 9:27. Now she's as dead as bleached bones on the desert.
Well, that's not our business. We come here to find Josh Granlin.
Oh, he's gone.
You mean we missed him?
Sure did. Left a good 10 minutes ago. I rode south on the old Tonkin Road, bent for leather.
Now, you see, Billy, you got to learn to act faster.
Oh, gee whiz.
That's all right, Billy. We'll catch up with him. You say he wanted to send a message, huh, Spark?
Sure did. Real important, too. Well, this ain't regular, but seeing as you're the law, Wild Bill, reckon you ought to read it.
Yeah, let's see. Starting sale of 2-gun gold stock this afternoon. Expect big success. Signed, Granlin.
Gold stock?
Gold? You mean another strike?
Yeah, and it's sent to First Security Bank and Trust, St. Louis. Looks like it's on the square, Jingles.
Now, Bill Hickok, you know Josh Granlin ain't been on the square since the day he was born. There's a wildcat in the closet here someplace. We'll be in it up to our gun belts before it's over.
And now, Wranglers, listen to this. Listen to how you can win one of the 1,000 brand new lightweight Monarch bikes that'll be given away in the Kellogg's Pep Bike Contest. Bikes that have all the wonderful features like a three-speed gear shift.
And a lightweight frame that makes them fast and easy to handle.
Dual-action hand brakes that'll have you stopping on a dime.
A chip-proof enamel finish.
Plus a lightweight saddle seat. And here's how easy it is for you to win one of these 1,000 lightweight Monarch bikes. Scampy, the clown on Kellogg's Super Circus Show, has a new lightweight Monarch bike that he wants you to name for him. Send the name for Scampy's bike, along with your own name and address, and one box top from Kellogg's Pep to Kellogg's Bike Contest, Box 7738, Chicago 77, Illinois. Entries will be judged on originality and aptness. Duplicate prizes in case of tie.
Just send the box top from Kellogg's Pep. Those whole wheat flakes, they are Melba toasted. Toasted clear through for extra crispness and richer flavor.
So get your entries in today. That address again is Kellogg's Bike Contest, Box 7738, Chicago 77, Illinois. Or get a handy entry blank with full rules from your grocer. Wild Bill, Jingles, and Billy missed catching up with Josh Granlin at the telegraph office by minutes. And not many minutes later than that, Granlin was 2 miles north of town in an old deserted flour mill, hard at work.
$298, $299, $300. Yeah, that'll do for now. I'll take a look at one of these on the light. Perfect. Not even an expert could find a flaw in these. Who's that?
Hold it right there, Josh.
Trickle.
Took me a long time to catch up with you, Josh.
What are you doing here?
Didn't think you could get away from your old cellmate, did you, Granlin?
That gun down, Draco. It makes me nervous.
Now, put it down when we understand each other.
What do you mean?
Whatever you're doing, count me in.
I work alone, you know that.
Not anymore, you don't. You need me, Josh. You're not very big. I am. You don't carry a gun. I do. And I'm right good at using it. Watch this spout of that oil can.
Cut off the tip of that spout with a hip shot.
Yeah, not bad, huh? Like I say, you need me, Josh. Hickok's already on your trail asking questions.
Hickok?
Yeah, Hickok. He's cooked your goose twice before.
Yeah. On second thought, maybe I could use you, Draco.
I thought so. What's the pitch?
Gold stock. Gilt edge security for the future. I start the sale in town this afternoon.
Made them yourself, eh?
That's right, and they're perfect. Here, take a look.
I wouldn't know if it was good. That's your end. You ought to know what you're doing.
I do.
So you take care of the brain work, I'll handle the rest. If Hickok gets in the way, I'll cut him down just like that little piece of rope over there. Watch this.
Bill, sounds like the whole town's gone plumb loco.
Here's Josh Cranlin on the porch while, Bill.
You're right, Billy. Looks like he started that stock sale, all right.
All right, don't crowd, gents. Don't crowd. First come, first serve. Have your money ready. $10 a share.
Yes, step up, folks. Have your money ready.
All right, anybody else? Come on, gents. Stamps of a lifetime at $10 a share. Buy now and quit work a millionaire.
I'll take a share of that, Granlin.
Bill, you gone loco, too?
Never mind, Jingle.
Who said that? Where is he?
Here he is, Josh Granlin. Wild Bill Hickok. You ought to remember him right well.
Well, it's too bad. I just sold out. No more stock till the new issue.
Oh, darn.
Yes, sir, it's a crying shame. Sold out the last share just as you walked up, Hickok. Missed your chance of a lifetime, you did. Too bad, yes?
You sold out mighty sudden, it seemed to me.
Well, that's the way it goes. Folks gobble it up and want more. Well, there'll be another issue.
Mighty easy for you to take them in, isn't it, Josh?
Are you insinuating, Marshal?
I'm going to take the trouble to check on that stock you're selling.
Any trouble, Jay?
No, not at all, Draco. Mr. Hickok was just saying he was going to check on our stock.
Yeah. You might be sorry about doing a thing like that.
Well, not at all, Draco. Let him telegraph the First Security Bank and Trust in St. Louis. He'll find out.
I will. But right now, the telegraph wires are out of order.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah, that telegram you wrote didn't get sent, neither.
It didn't, but that was important.
Well, you just hand over one of them stock certificates and we'll look it over.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jingles. Don't happen to have one on me. As I said, I just sold out.
Hey, come back here!
Let him go, Jingle.
Oh, Mr. Granlin! Yoo-hoo! Holy tornado! It's Aunt Serena. Does she know him?
Afternoon, Miss Ingle.
You won't forget your promise.
No, of course not. But time is gone now.
All right, see you later then. Bye-bye. Billy, where have you been?
Uh-oh.
Steady, Deputy.
Billy, what are you... Oh, Mr. Hickok and Jingle. So nice to see you. Come on, Billy, we've got to go home.
But I can't. I'm Wild Bill's deputy. See my badge?
Junior deputy.
Oh, yeah. And now, Billy, stop that nonsense. You'll get in Mr. Hickok's way. Now you come straight home.
Oh, gee whiz.
As a matter of fact, Miss Ingalls, Billy has been helping us.
He has?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. He's a real fine deputy. Almost as good as I am.
And you might help us too, ma'am, if you will.
Me? Oh, my goodness, I can't shoot a six gun. I'm afraid of the noise.
No need to handle guns, ma'am. Just tell us how well you know Josh Granlin.
Why, I just met him yesterday. But he's so nice. He's going to let me have 100 shares of his gold stock.
He is? But I thought he sold out.
Oh, my, no. He gave me 10 shares this morning and said he'd deliver the other 90 to my house tonight. I didn't have that much money with me today.
Josh Granlin's coming out to your place with the stock tonight, huh?
Yes, he's coming for dinner. I like to hear him talk. He's such a smooth talker.
Yes, ma'am, he sure is.
Billy, I think it might be a good idea if you did go home with your aunt.
Oh, now, Wild Bill!
Those are orders, Deputy.
Yes, sir, Marshal.
And don't leave your aunt's side all evening.
Oh, I get you, Wild Bill.
Now, that's a good deputy.
Well, I must say, I wish I understood all this mystery.
We'll explain it all to you when the time comes, Aunt Serena. We'd better go home now. Bye, Wild Bill. Jingles.
Well, I never. Such goings on.
Bill, she's just busting with curiosity. Come to think of it, so am I.
Well, she's going to have to wait, partner, but we're not. Come on. Get to the horses. We got some riding to do.
Bill, we've been riding under these telegraph lines for an hour. What are we looking for?
For breaking the wire, Jingles. We gotta find it before dark.
I don't know what good that'll do. We're not repairmen.
We don't have to be, Jingles.
I just don't get it.
It's only a hunch, partner, but I think it's a good one.
Yeah, your hunches are apt to get my head shot off.
There it is, Jingles. Oh, what shot.
Oh, just a hole. Hey, Bill, that wire's down all right.
Yeah.
Sure is. Now we'll see if I'm right.
Are you, Bill?
Yeah, this is it, Jingles. This wire's been cut with a pair of pliers.
And just what does that prove?
It proves that somebody didn't want any telegrams to be sent for a day or two.
Well, for once, you're barking up the wrong tree, Bill Hickok.
You sure about that, partner?
Sure, I'm sure. We're trying to catch up with Josh Granlin, and it couldn't have been him that cut the wire, because he was trying to send an important telegram himself, so there.
Maybe he didn't want that telegram to ever get to St. Louis, Jingles.
You mean it was just a plant?
That's possible. You know, I think we're getting warmer.
Getting warm. Right, that lead just in my right ear, and it come from right over there.
Come on, Jingles, hit the saddle. No time to waste. We'll have to ride right down his throat.
If you're like me, there are lots of times during the day that you got a hankering for a sweet snack. Wranglers, I've found me the answer, Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Yes, sir. Anytime you want a sweet treat that's mighty tasty, you just reach in that box of Kellogg's Sugar Pops and get yourself a handful of those golden nuggets of corn. You can enjoy them most any time, for breakfast with milk or cream, or for snacks right out of the box. Either way, you never need any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. Swell-tasting, sweet-tasting, and good for you, too. Ask Mom to bring home a package next time she shops. Just tell her to look for the packages with the pictures of Guy or Andy on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Following a hunch, Wild Bill and Jingles rode to the break in the telegraph lines and found the wire cut. And just then, an unseen gunman opened fire. The two partners jumped in the saddle and started the chase.
Bill, we've lost him!
Keep riding, Jingles. We're still on his trail. It's leading us right down to the old flour mill, partner.
If he holds up in there, he's going to be hard to smoke out, Bill.
We're getting close. Ease up and keep your eyes open. Slow down there, Buckshot.
Easy, Joker. Still no more shooting, Bill.
All right, we'll get off and look around. Those tracks lead right up to the front door. Whoa, Buckshot.
Now, stand still, Joker. Be ready. I may have to get out of here in a hurry. Keep those six guns ready, Bill.
They are, Jingles. Nobody here.
Why'd they come here at all?
I'm not sure, Jingles. Hey, look there on the floor.
Yeah, heavy marks, like something was being dragged, Bill.
Yeah, let's follow them.
See, they lead right out this way to the... Well, right to the creek, Bill.
Whatever it was heavy. Made two big cuts along this floor.
Yeah, and they stopped right here at the door.
And the door is right over the creek. Oh, look down there in the water, Jingles.
Piece of iron sticking up. What is it, Bill?
I'm going to find that out.
You going in the water?
As soon as I get this other boot off... Here, hold my gun belt.
No, I got it. What is it, Bill? Can you tell?
Yeah. It's a small printing press, Jingles. An No wonder it was heavy.
Been there long?
No, not any rust that I can see.
Now what are you looking for?
One more thing.
Hey, what were you diving for?
I got it, Jingles. Here, take it.
Okay. Hey, it's heavy.
Sure. It's a plate. All right, read it.
Now, who can read that?
It's backwards for printing. It says, First Security Bank and Trust of St. Louis.
Bill, that's the company that issued the stock Granlin's been selling.
That's what he wanted us to think, Jingles. Granlin's been printing that stock himself right here in the old flour mill. It's a phony.
Why, that no-good swindler. He's at it again, huh?
Yeah, and if we don't get him before he leaves town, half the people in the county will lose all the money they got.
Yeah, but where are we going to look for him?
At Billy's Aunt Serena's house. Something tells me Josh Granlin will try to get that last $900 before he hits the trail. Now, come on.
Remember, Draco, we agreed I'd do the brain work. If Hickok shows up, you'll have some gun work to do.
Yeah, and that'll be a pleasure.
Well, I thought it'd be you, Josh Granlin.
Josh, that's a kid I've seen with Wild Bill Hickok.
Sure, I'm Wild Bill's deputy.
Well, you ought to be congratulated, young man. Now I'd like to speak to your aunt, Miss Ingalls.
I'm not so sure I'll let you in at all.
One side, sonny, before I turn you over my knee.
You're not going to do that to me, mister.
Gently, what? Draco. Certainly he's not, Billy.
Billy! Granlin?
Yes, sir, it's him.
Then ask him to come in.
Yes, sir. But I'm keeping an eye on you two, don't forget.
Oh, we won't, young man.
Mr. Granlin, so nice of you to come. Oh, and you brought a friend.
Yes, this is Mr. Draco, an old associate of mine.
Well, do sit down, gentlemen.
We can't. Tell her, Josh.
Well, that's right, Miss Ingalls. I received an important telegram calling me back to St. Louis.
How could you? The wire's down.
Shut up, you little prop.
But we made a special trip just to bring you your gold stock certificate. The first of the new issue.
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
So, if you'd like to give me the other $900, I can give you the rest of your stock right now.
Don't you do it, Aunt Serena. Well, Bill thinks that's phony stock.
Nonsense.
I'm going to take care of this little mutt right now.
Oh, what do you mean?
You have to catch me first. I'm going after Wild Bill.
Granlin, back home.
Come here, you.
No, leave Billy alone.
Hold that, gents.
It's Wild Bill.
Blast him, Draco.
Bill, he's got you on his shoe. No, you don't drink. Somebody might get hurt.
Get him, Wild Bill.
All right, Granlin, you stay right where you are. You're too puny to fight with.
Don't get Wild Bill.
That's a good idea, Billy. Here, go.
Hey. What in the world is this all about? Did you get the proof, Wild Bill?
We sure did, Billy.
Yeah, you see, Miss Serena, we figured, well, that is, Wild Bill figured that Josh Granlin was a phony because we put him in jail twice before.
That's right, ma'am. He was printing this stock himself. We found the printing press he used at the old flour mill.
If it hadn't been for Draco's mule-brained interference, I would have gotten away with it, Hickok.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Nobody gets away from Wild Bill.
Billy, you mean nobody gets away from Wild Bill and his two top-notch deputy marshals, Jingles Jones and Billy Ingalls. Just about two of the smartest lawmen west of the Mississippi. Except, in, of course, Wild Bill himself. At least we think so, don't we?
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for joining us today, folks, and we'll be with you again on Friday.
You bet we will, Guy, with a story about that great old character, Grandpa Granger. It's called Grandpa Rides Again.
So long, kids.
See you Friday. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. The greatest name in serials has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Matheson and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Helen Cleve, Ken Christie, Hal Gerard, and David Duvall. Our director is Paul Pierce. Story is by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.